Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're studying the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 3, seeing people through Jesus' eyes. Thirsty. Sensing providential opportunities. When we have a look at the book of Acts, we see the Apostle Paul from chapter 18 onwards on his mission tours. On his second tour, he is in the region of Galatia. So it's in the middle, in the center of the state Turkey nowadays. In those days, there weren't any Turks around yet. They came 1,200, 300 years later. And there, he goes into several directions and was hindered by the Holy Spirit to move further on. So he wanted to go to the east, to the north, to the west, and every moment, then it was the same, hindered by the Spirit. And then he is at the shore of the Aegean Sea and prays. Well, what shall he do now? And then he has a vision. And he sees a person from Macedonia, northern Greece, and there, in this vision, this man calls him, says, come over to Macedonia and help us. Sensing providential opportunities. A window in time is opened. And the next sentence, and at once, Paul starts moving over to Europe from Asia. This was for the first time. And then they came over to Philippi. And normally, Paul has the following strategy. When he comes to a new town, he looks for the synagogue of the Jews. And on Sabbath, he attends the Sabbath service. And because of his appearance, people see, highly educated person. Would you be willing to speak to us, brother? And, well, he is willing to. Then he talks about Jesus. So this is the normal way. But when they get to this Greek town, Philippi, no synagogue around. They can look and look. There isn't any. Are there any Jews in town? Well, they don't know. No internet to check. So, but they know if they assemble on Sabbath, they need for their morning worship service water. So they must have a meeting. If they have no house for worship, then they meet in the open air. But they need water and they must meet close to the river. So Paul and his companions walk along the river looking for a group of people being assembled, and then they will discover whether they are Jews or not. And really, they find a group of women. Only women, we would say. No men.
Ah.
But one of these women is especially rich. But much more important than her richdom, her wealth, is she listens what Paul says. She's listening to him. And the Lord opens her heart. Now, this is an interesting point. When you tell somebody about Jesus, you're the instrument, giving the information. But who opens the heart? It's the Lord. The honor belongs to Him. He opens the heart. Have you already opened your heart because the Lord made the first step towards you? Then pass it on. It will be joyful.